This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
216-474-0092. Mitch had us talking some Guardians about last night and you know, Stephen Kwan coming back and all these different things. But one thing that I think hasn't been hit on enough, because we get so lost in the sauce sometimes on, you know, this team and are they going to be buyers and sellers and do the Dolans spend enough money? That's always what this topic sort of leads back to. But I do think, like, what's interesting is year one of Stephen Vogt was pure brilliance.
Yes.
The guy could do no wrong. He was walking on water. Everything he touched turned to gold. Everybody was like, oh, the transition from Tito to Stephen Vogt has been flawless. They made the right choice. The team was really cooking. They had the little losing streak in, I think, like August, like around this time of year. And then they were right back at it, made the playoffs and get to the ALCS. And it was like, this is the perfect, other than winning a World Series, the perfect like first season for a manager.
Yeah.
This year, I have seen more and more, I've seen vocalized more and more, especially on social media, critiques of a lot of in-game decision-making from Stephen Vogt. And to his credit, the team, like, we talk so much about the lack of talent on this team, the lack of bats on this team. The fact that he has this group above 500 is commendable on all fronts. Like, there's no denying that.
Certainly.
And it is a 162-game season. I say this all the time with managers. Like, there are going to be decisions that just get magnified across the season that it's like, yeah, that wasn't the best. When you have that many games, you're bound to make mistakes along the way. But it has become, especially the last couple months, like extra high attention paid to some of these decisions. I could, like, whether it's pinch hitting guys in the wrong spots or pinch hitting it for a guy who maybe like is hot or just hit.
Well, it's like pinch hitting for Manzardo the other day is certainly one of them. Like, I do think some of those decisions,
leaving pitchers in too long.
Yes. Like, I think you can look at that yesterday with sending Logan Allen out there for the seventh inning yesterday.
Yeah.
Probably not the right move. And then considering that, oh, that's where Baltimore took the lead in the seventh inning. Like, those are the things where he has not been perfect this year. I think it's fair to say that last year was a much better managerial year for him, but I don't paint this as, you know, the Guardians are 500 because of Stephen Vogt. Like, I just don't think that if you're going to assess blame for this team being where it is as opposed to where they were last year, I don't think Stephen Vogt is one of the culprits here. But I don't think he's been as good this year as he was last year. But it doesn't mean that my opinion on him as a manager has changed all that much, because I think guys are going to go through this, especially when you are a young manager that is not that far removed from being on the other side of things, being in the clubhouse as a player. I think these things do take time. And I think that what we saw last year, and even some of the growing pains that we've seen this year, I still have a lot of faith in him long-term as a manager of this team. It's just some of the moves that he's made in-game decision-wise have been sort of head-scratching at times. And I do think, to be fair to him, a lot of his job is more about what happens between noon and first pitch every day, as opposed to what happens between first pitch and the end of the game. A lot of what a manager does happens behind the scenes, and I think he's been very, very good at those things. But I do think some of the in-game stuff has left a little bit to be desired this year, and I hope that this is something he learns from, and you think back to, okay, well, next year we can talk about, we see the growth in him and he looks much more like the manager in game that he was last year as opposed to now.
So admittedly, like, I didn't watch as many games last year. I've watched a lot more games this year than last year. A lot of that had to revolve around like the TV stuff. Like,
sure.
It's more
much
accessible.
Easier to watch this year.
Easier, more easily accessible this year. Also though, like, and you can relate to this, Danny, like, you cover the Cavs. Like, you can only, we all have a certain amount of like fan width, if you will, like the ability to consume so much. And when you're at Cavs games on certain nights during the fall, like, there's just, and even in the spring, once the season sort of starts and you're in playoff mode, it's hard to catch some of these Guardians games. And so I'm the same way in covering the Browns. Like, I have a priority I have to focus on, and then the Guardians can come on later. Summer is easy. Like, I could turn the games on and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
But I lived in, like, the condensed games last year. I still like those condensed games if
they're
I miss
great.
A game.
I mean, that's what
but
I went.
Last year, that was, like, my dojo. But I do wonder, like, and I don't think this is the case. Did we just, like, not, because, again, knowing I didn't watch so many games last year, were these same things happening last year with Stephen Vogt, and we just didn't really talk about it because they were winning? Because my reference point is, like, I just think if it was happening last year, I would have seen more even on social media. I know social media is not a real place, but this year it just seems like it's extra amplified on social media. And I don't know if that's just because they're losing and it's happening, and maybe the same things happened last year, but they were winning, or if it's just straight up like, no, he's definitely making more decisions this year that aren't necessarily what you're looking for in certain moments.
I don't have the data to back this up, but it does feel like he's making more of the decisions this year, as far as that goes.
Like, Let me throw something out at you to think about, though. All right. They started 40-20 last year. It was an incredible start, right?
Yep.
They went 51-51 after that.
Correct.
They're 51-51 right now.
So if they go 40-20 the rest of the way,
right.
they'll be in the same spot.
Yes.
Steven,
but you know what the difference will be?
No bad decisions.
The difference will be like, well, why'd they wait so long, right? So I do think he made a lot of decisions last year that we didn't necessarily agree with, but you chalked it up to him being a rookie. If he doesn't win manager of the year last year, and he won it because he started 40-20, it wasn't anything else. He started hot and then wrote it out. And that's what you, when you jump out to a 15 game lead or whatever they had, just write it out. Just don't give it up, basically, right? The same thing that happens in a baseball game. Instead of chasing out, you just go get the three they're putting in front of you and move on to the next thing, right? So I think if he doesn't start out that way and win manager of the year, I don't think we're as critical on him right now with some of the stuff. It's still boneheaded decisions,
right?
Well,
do you think the criticism is fair?
A lot of it is he's doing what he has to do, especially like one of the biggest problems that people had early was who he put in the two spot. He didn't have a lot of options there.
Yeah.
It seems like Angel has, you know, jump to the front of the line of being that guy, but he still has days, you know, when Kwan was out last week and Angel had to lead it off, where Nolan Jones is batting in the two hole, Manzardo bats in the two hole. Like, they're just doing anything to fill in that spot and walk that line of having a guy that maybe is a little speedier and can get on base in front of Jose. And then also just like, who's got it right now?
Yeah.
Who can give me anything right now to put in there when you have guys like Rocchio who, you know,
he's
had to go
lately,
away,
but
he had to go away for a minute.
Sure.
I told
no
the guys
doubt.
On the show I needed a break for Brian Rocchio, and that like we were in a relationship. I was in my fan relationship. It's not that I didn't love Brian.
Did you need a break from Ken Lima? Is that why they're off
this
week too?
Well, yeah, I told him to get out of here because I prefer another week, but I'm sure they'll show up on Monday. We'll do that show again. I think Steven's overall knowing what he's doing, that we've used the ingredients analogy a ton. The chef can only cook with what ingredients he's given, and he's not the guy buying them. So sometimes you got to. Sometimes you got to slum it up and tell your kids like this is a 5-star meal, and you know we barely got hamburger helper here.
Well, and I don't want to lose sight of that. Like I that is at the heart of this. He still deserves a ton of credit for
no doubt. Yeah.
To your point, Owen, like taking the ingredients he's been given, like he's shopping at you know, I don't know. I don't want to disparage any
well,
local.
You're going
grocery.
To. You're gonna.
No,
Dollar Tree.
I got one. Yeah, he's shopping at Dollar Tree, and some of these other teams are shopping at Heinen's, right? Like, he just doesn't have the same ingredients, so that's fair. And he does deserve a ton of credit for that. I think it's remarkable that he's kept the team where it's at. But I do notice that there's been more criticisms lately of that. And I've just kind of wondered like where people's heads are at with like what grade they'd maybe give him for this season versus the first season.
I think for me, the thing is I'd like to see Kyle Manzardo just play every day. Like, I don't want to see him get pinch hit when a lefty's up there. Like, but I would like, because he is somebody that you look at and say, yes, he is part of the future of this team. And I don't know what he's going to look like if he plays every single day. I don't know what he's going to look like if he's not pinch hit against a left-handed pitcher in the seventh inning in a game. But I'd like to see. I'd like to find out. I'd like to have that guy that the Guardians should, I think, have a lot of hope in, have those opportunities. I would like to see. The bullpen is, I think, a strength of this team still. I would like to see that bullpen. And I understand you can't tax it, but on a day like yesterday, I don't know that Logan Allen needs to go out there for the seventh inning. Like, I just think some of those decisions are they're not easy decisions. And I'm not trying to say that they are, but those are the areas where I think that Stephen Vogt has consistently this year left a little bit to be desired.
Yeah, I would agree. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland Schmier Jewelry Store. Jim Correo, this guy.
Oh, we're doing this again.
He's back again. And I almost.
You're like Mitch trying to pronounce Nico's last name here.
I still can't get his name right. He says, you're right. A lot of criticism on Vogt this year. Not sure how much is fair, though. Dude's hands are tied with talent. He's not perfect, but they have like the third best record in baseball in games of two runs or less. He needs some credit for that. He also said managers aren't magicians and seems like he's doing more good things than bad. I think that is the overall premise here. He is doing more good than bad.
Yes.
He's taking a team that other managers maybe would be, you know, one of the worst teams in baseball, and he's kept them afloat, and he's made them competitive, and they're in this wild card conversation because of it. I just think this year there's a lot more criticism, and some of it's probably is highlighted because of the things that Owen brings up, like he was manager of the year last year, so higher expectations, all those things come into play. But where is your head at in terms of Stephen Vogt, how he's been as a manager? What grade would you give him for his efforts so far this season? Not sure what Darryl Ryder shops for his groceries, but he is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He joins us now to discuss all things Browns training camp, maybe a little Gardo's, but actually, most important of all,
yes,
Darryl, we have been waiting with bated breath to know, did you get to the stadium on time on Wednesday to get your bobblehead and your Metropolis t-shirt?
Superman has been secured. Yes, I did.
All right.
Well, congratulations on all your success, Darryl.
I was sweating, man. I kept going up that ramp.
We were all
that
sweating,
line,
but that's
oh, for, no, that line was really long, and I was getting closer and closer to the upper deck, and I'm like, my goodness, they might run out of these things, but they did a great job handing them out. I got mine within like 10 minutes, so crisis averted.
So how many bobbleheads do you have in your collection now?
I'm around 200.
Do you have a goal in mind of how many you want to get to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm more focused on the quality, not the quantity.
That's fair. Yeah, there's definitely some cool ones that come out. And I know you're always first to try to get them and add to your collection. I look forward to seeing the new Superman one in your background there at home. Darryl, obviously we heard from Andrew Berry yesterday. Finally getting some information or some sort of response, I guess, on the Quinshon Judkins legal situation. What did you make of Barry's response, and especially the fact that he kind of didn't slam the door completely on like this not even being a relationship that ever happens in terms of Quinshon Judkins being here eventually?
Yeah, I mean, 15 of the nearly 25 minutes that he talked was spent on Judkins. And yeah, he didn't want to jump to any conclusions publicly because they're still trying to figure out what happened and make sure that the facts that they have are accurate. But what I took away from it is they're not really in a hurry to sign him, and they want him to focus on getting that situation resolved. Obviously, it's not just the legal aspect of this, but there's a league component too. Remember last year, Mike Hall Jr., ran into a domestic violence situation himself in mid-August. Was able to plead that out outside of the courtroom there. Didn't go to trial. NFL suspended him for the first 5 weeks of the season. So the league is also looking into this. But it does feel like the outcome of not only the team investigation, but the league investigation and the legal process could potentially weigh heavily on their decision to sign him, and then also too what that contract actually looks like.
Daryl, I know that no two situations are the same. I'm not trying to necessarily compare what exactly happened off the field with Mike Hall Jr. last year and with Quinshon Judkins this year, but how different are these situations given the fact that Judkins has not signed his contract compared to Mike Hall being under contract when things happened last year for the Browns?
No, I mean, that's really the biggest difference from, you know, just looking at it through the football lens. You know, it's unfortunate that the Browns have as many players charged with assault as they had victories last year. That's a pretty sad state of affairs. Now, the team, and Barry talked about this yesterday, they're doing all they can to provide players with the education and the resources necessary to try and prevent these situations from occurring. But it's unfortunate that they continue to occur with players that Andrew Berry brings into that building. So, you know, I am interested to see what the league ultimately decides to do. If Mike Hall Jr.'s situation is any indication, Danny, that tells you that even if and when they sign Judkins, he's not going to be available to them in week one.
Talk with our Browns insider, Daryl Ryder, here on The Fan, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You mentioned Andrew Berry in all this, in his draft picks specifically, Daryl. Now, listen, like, I don't necessarily blame him for Quinshon's situation because there was no red flags with Quinshon Judkins. Like, they were clearly caught off guard by this as well. But how much of this culture that's been created where they are accepting of players even with the red flags, and that's been a thing for a while now. How much of where the state of this team and the types of players that they bring in and the issues that go on off the field, how much of that does fall on Andrew Berry's lap just given his role in creating the culture that they've created?
Yeah, I mean, he's the one bringing in the players, right? And yeah. You're right. You can't blame Andrew Berry for these players ending up in these situations. They are the ones who are accountable for their actions, not Berry. But it is and has been an alarming trend. And that includes the franchise quarterback that they gave $230 million fully guaranteed to. They were perfectly fine bringing him in under the circumstances with which he came to Cleveland. You know, all the press conferences and meaningless quotes aside, the bottom line is they were perfectly fine with that. You know, they actually did organizationally a pretty good job for a while, you know, helping him rehab his image. They rehabbed Kareem Hunt's image very well. You know, it's unfortunate that the Browns continue to make more bad news off the field than they seem to make good news on the field.
One of the other things that AB talked about a little bit yesterday was the quarterback situation. Obviously, that came up with four quarterbacks on the roster. And he said all four guys could go into the regular season on the roster if they are, quote, 53-man worthy. Do you buy him saying that all four guys could be here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The regular season starts.
I do. Because he made also mention about the back end of the roster there, you know, the post game day 48, right? So your positions of your roster positions 49 through 53 are of the developmental variety. Well, they have two quarterbacks here that are of the developmental variety. And they have two guys that they feel can go out there and play in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, and just look at how they are repping these guys, which basically nothing has changed from the spring. Kenny Pickett got first true 11-on-11 reps. That's offense versus defense, not just offensive players pretending to be the defense. But the first true 11-on-11 reps on Wednesday went to Pickett. Yesterday, they went to Flacco. Then the red zone drill, it was Pickett first up, followed by Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, and then no Flacco. And by the way, Shedeur Sanders did not get any of the 11-on-11 reps in that first true period yesterday either. So for the folks that want to sit here and twist themselves into a pretzel and talk themselves into Shedeur Sanders winning this quarterback competition, I'm here to tell you it's not happening. There is a 0.0 chance right now, the way these reps are being handed out, that he's going to win that job. Because you can't give a fifth-round pick the starting job if you're not giving him consistent reps on the field. And I understand there's only so many reps to go around. Stefanski's also still dividing the fields during 7-on-7, vets on one, rookies on the other, to maximize that time. Because they're in this compressed window, this ramp-up period, right? Practices are around 70 minutes long. You know, first padded practice will be on Monday. And to me, that's where the rubber starts meeting the road, is starting Monday when they put the pads on. That's really when we can take deep dives into analyzing which quarterback is getting the reps and with which unit and how many reps they're getting and things like that, because the pads go on and that's when things start to get a little real here in camp. Right now, it's, you know, they're in, you know, shirt, shorts and helmets. So, you know, and it sounds like, just based on Stefanski's comments, he wants to begin paring this thing down next week. And for me, I think the first guy that's going to be not so much voted off the island, he'll still be here, he isn't going anywhere, but Shedeur Sanders, I think, will be the first removed from contention. Because again, he's not getting meaningful 11-on-11 reps. And when I talk about meaningful, that is where he's going against the first and second team defenses.
So you've mentioned that the practice fields are still split at times in terms of the younger guys on a separate field than the older guys. And I know that we talked, Daryl, about Saturday sort of being the day that Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees can sort of huddle up and figure out where things are at. So what do you expect to change with the process next week as far as the quarterback stuff goes? I know Shedeur being voted off the island, as you put it, might make sense, but how are they going to operate differently after this, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that what they're going to be forced to do is to pare down some of these reps and start to consolidate them. It was funny, Joe Flacco laughed a little bit yesterday about all the attention that was paid to him not getting reps on Wednesday. And he's like, come on, we ran like literally 20 plays during that practice.
Yeah.
So can we take it easy, right? And then we're like, well, no, because it's our job to pay attention to who's getting what reps and where and with whom and all that kind of thing. But, you know, I feel like that we're going to see mostly Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dillon Gabriel getting those meaningful 11-on-11 reps starting on Monday.
Daryl, staying with the quarterback competition one more time. I think many of us have kind of etched in our minds that the way this thing ends up going, if they are only going to keep three, is, well, hey, or at least on the active roster, is going to be, hey, they'll keep the two rookies and one of the veterans will start and they'll try to trade the other one or whatever they decide to do. Have we been looking at it wrong, though? Because, like, especially your answer 2 questions ago, well, you're, you know, alluding to Andrew Berry's comments on the practice squad and those designations and how they can utilize those things. Could this actually end with them maybe cutting one of the rookies and just trying to get them to the practice squad instead, and we're just maybe in denial of that?
No, because you're not getting those rookies to the practice squad. Someone's going to claim them. So, and he's not cutting, I would say maybe Dillon Gabriel is the guy you could try that with. I said that a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a third-round pick. He's not cutting his third-round pick to do that, right? So, I do think, remember the last time that they went with 4 quarterbacks on the initial roster before making a trade was 2023. And what happened that year? They needed more quarterbacks, right? They needed like 4 or 5 guys to get through that season. So I am curious to see if maybe what happened that year informs Barry's decision-making. Like, if it's Joe Flacco, like, let's be honest, he's 40 years old, right? How much does he have still in the tank? Kenny Pickett is in his 4th season, still a little bit of an enigma. We think we know what he is. The Browns believe that he's better than what he has shown in his time with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Didn't show a lot, obviously, last year because the Eagles won a Super Bowl and he held the clipboard for Jalen Hurts there. But, like, I feel like when I look at this particular situation, that the likelihood of them keeping 4 quarterbacks legitimately, not to play games with the rest of the NFL where the league's like, I dare you to cut one of these guys type of deal, right? Before I trade for somebody. But I really feel like they're going to go with 4 quarterbacks unless there is an injury somewhere league-wide where Barry is able to flip one of the quarterbacks for a draft asset.
We almost had that yesterday with the Jets. Daryl, we got about 30 seconds left here. We were talking before you came on here about this. What grade would you give Steven Vogt for his managing this year, especially juxtaposed to last year where it was pure brilliance and he could really do nothing wrong?
Yeah, I'd probably say a C. Mm. He tends to tinker a lot late in games, which I understand. And when you have the offensive prowess or the lack of offensive prowess the Guardians have had for much of this season, and by that I mean, you know, pretty much the bulk of the lineup hits below 250, I kind of understand it, but, you know, let's put it this way. I don't think that this team is playing above their talent level like we saw them last year. So that's why I kind of give them an average grade because, well, they're an average baseball team, even though they've won 11 of 14.
He's Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and he sure gave us a lot to talk about here on the other side. Daryl, appreciate the time as always. I'll see you out there in Berea in a little bit here.
Look forward to it, guys, and have a great weekend.
Good stuff from our Browns insider, Daryl Ryder, again, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. That was Joe Flacco yesterday out at training camp, talking for the first time this year. His first time doing training camp with the Browns, he did provide some insight into, like, he definitely senses the intensity. I thought his answer on, like, the mindset of a winning team was kind of interesting. He also did talk about the quarterback situation in general, when he hopes to have an answer. And the other thing I thought he said that was interesting, and this all sort of ties into obviously what Daryl talked about too, just like with the competition, the timeline of it all and whatnot. He was asked about how much he's like falling back on trying to reclaim what he did in 2023. And he like quickly put it to bed. He was like, listen, I'm not trying to reclaim anything. I'm just out there trying to win the job right now. I would imagine that for Flacco, he probably wants to know sooner. I mean, I'm sure all these guys want to know sooner rather than later, but I also think like people like Shador and Gabriel, I think they kind of know where they stand.
I think they know they're not going to be the starting quarterback. Right. I think everybody that is in that building realizes the starting quarterback in week one of this season is going to be either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett.
Right.
I don't think that anybody is. I don't think that anyone's going to be surprised when that happens. And I would imagine that Dylan Gabriel has quite a bit of belief in himself. I would imagine that Shedeur Sanders has quite a bit of belief in himself. But I think those guys understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And the situation that they're in, that they are not here to start right away. They might be here to start one day, but one day is not going to be September 7th or whatever day the regular season begins when the Browns open up. Maybe it's next year, but it's not right now. I think everybody understands that. It's a two-man race for the starting quarterback job. And I think the sooner that we start saying it like that, the easier this conversation becomes.
When do you think they need to like whittle it down and say, this is our starting quarterback? Because there's different philosophies on this. There's different thought processes on this. Like, I get where some people might look and say, well, use it all of camp. You know, let these guys duke it out all of camp before you make a final decision. And I get that. But I also think at this time of year, I think on Wednesday they were like 46 days.
Right.
So now you're down to like 44 days out.
Good math.
You need to... Usually I would have botched that, so I got it right this time. This is about getting ready for like playing actual football week one. So you do need, I think, to have a decision sooner rather than later. I thought it was interesting. Daryl already said like start of next week, you'll start to see them whittle this thing down and probably tighten things up in terms. My guess is they probably go away from like the two field thing, and it's more just like, all right, we're doing everything on one field, and here's your reps, the first three guys. If Shedeur gets any, because I'm assuming he's going to be the fourth guy in the depth chart, it'll be the, you know, scraps, if you will, of what they have left, and they'll just kind of keep it moving that way. But beyond that, like, I'm curious to see when then Kevin Stefanski starts to make this decision. I think after those Eagles joint practices is kind of the sweet spot. Like, when they come back to work that following Monday after the preseason game on Saturday, which I would imagine Flacco and Pickett probably don't play in because they're your top two guys.
Correct, yeah.
And they'll get a lot of reps during the joint practices. I think that's the week we get more of a clear answer on.
Do you think they'll answer publicly?
They'll just come out and say, like, this is our starting quarterback.
Do you think they'll do that?
Knowing Kevin Stefanski, I don't think he'll, like, declare it until later. But I think you'll see a shift in, like, the way the reps are handled. And, like, right now you're getting a lot of, like, yeah, Flacco's sitting this session out because he doesn't need the reps right now. And there's only so many to go around and whatever. I think after that, those joint practices with the Eagles and all that, I think they'll come back and you'll deliberately see it being like, Flacco, this is just hypothetical.
Getting all the reps with the ones,
he'll be out there first, and we'll kind of get the sense of like, okay, this is what they're doing. Knowing Stefanski, though, I kind of feel like he'll beat around the bush.
Because that's what he does.
Right, and he'll say, you know what he'll say? He'll be like, hey, it's August 17th. I don't have to name a starting quarterback until September 7th. So I have time to figure this thing out. Like that's what he'll give you, but in their minds, they'll be indicating who their starter is without actually flat out saying who their starter is.
See, if that is the case, and I don't disagree with the Browns handling things that way, because that is typically how Kevin Stefanski likes to handle things. I think they might know who it's going to be sooner than those joint practices. Now, the joint practices might serve as a bit of, you know, reinforcing what they already believed or what decision they already had come to, kind of like, you know, confirmation bias type stuff. I could see it serving as that, and hey, maybe things change then, but I would bet that they go to Philly having a pretty good idea of who the starting quarterback is going to be. And if they're not going to name one right after that, they're probably not going to name one until we get to the regular season, because there's nothing that forces them to name one until that point. When do we get the first unofficial depth chart? When does that come out?
I think that
is the next date to really watch for as far as this stuff goes. And I know Daryl said that it's going to be pared down a little bit over the weekend and things might look a little bit different Monday than they do today or tomorrow. But I think the thing really to look for is, when does that unofficial depth chart come out and who's number one there? And, or do they do the thing that you see a lot of college programs do where it says Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett? And then it says Dylan Gabriel or
you're going to have the dad, like the line.
Are they going to sit on the fence?
The backslash.
Are they going to sit on the fence?
Well, we also had Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker was on yesterday on the afternoon show. He was asked the same question of, when do they pick the starter? Here's his answer.
I would seem to think that they're probably going to announce who it is after that second preseason game. I guess I feel like whatever value you get in trying to keep it somewhat secretive for that first game doesn't really offset the message you're sending, which is that you don't really know who your guy is and they're all basically the same. And I've never really bought into that.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier, Danny. Like the idea that the longer you prolong it for at least the players, or if you keep all four, it almost sends this message of like, yeah, we don't really feel that great about any of these guys. So, like,
I get that.
But true. But like for the team, you have to send the message of like, we're confident in this guy. Let's start playing, because they want to know there's some stability there, especially like an offensive line that's been here for the last two disastrous years of just a crazy quarterback carousel of guys playing. And you just never knew day to day or game to game who you were going to have. They want some stability there. So maybe Ross is right and they actually announce it.
I really hope they do, because I think that we know it's going to be one of two guys. I really do think it's going to be Joe Flacco. Like, I would be at this point more surprised if Kenny Pickett takes the snaps week one than if Joe Flacco takes the snaps week one against Cincinnati. But I would like to know sooner than later. And I think that the Browns will probably know sooner than they're going to tell us to.
I do think the fact that Flacco's sitting certain portions out, tells us he has a leg up on these guys.
I don't think you do that to a guy if he has ground to make up. I don't think you take away opportunities from a guy if he has to make up ground. Yeah. I think that you give him those opportunities if he needs them. And if Joe Flacco doesn't need them, that tells me, okay, well, then he must be in the lead if they're giving other guys opportunities they're not giving him.
Let's go to Mike and Stowe. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Spencer. And who's with you today? I'm sorry.
Danny Cunningham. You don't know Danny Cunningham?
Well, I have heard Danny a few times, but I'm usually working pretty darn hard on a weekend.
He's more important than I am, so you should know him more than you know me. But just
my bad. You know, I caught you on a few Saturdays, so it just kind of worked out that way. But good morning, both of you.
Appreciate it.
I don't really think it's truly a competition, guys. I believe that, you know, And the reason I say it is because I think they have no intention on starting a rookie, and for good reason. Our line needs work. We have a new offensive line coach. You know, we have a lot of issues there. We have a lot of movement going on. That is, I don't want to see a rookie get beaten, you know, beat the heck in that kind of a situation. I don't think they do either. It's not going to help their confidence. And I don't think either one of them are ready for that. So I really think it is down to the two. And I really, this is how I kind of see it, guys. I believe that they're just trying to develop value, meaning value out of those two guys, like trade value, like potentially. Like if they can resurrect Pickett, I think that's who they want to start.
Yeah.
Because they could gain some value out of pulling him back up and then, you know, dust him off, somebody, you know, and Flacco sitting in the wings. We know what he can do. You guys are totally right. He has nothing to prove. He's already shown everything. He's the old man in the room. He can just sit back and, you know, relax and let it all play out and be there to take charge if have to. But they don't, we all know they don't want to win games this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to try. I know nobody wants to hear it on the radio, but that's just the truth.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Yeah, no, we appreciate the call, man. I apologize. We're up against it. But your head's at where our head's at. It's Flacco and everybody else, I think, at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.